These parshias, Truma, Tetzaveh, are parshias that give us yesaides. We think about a mishkan and all the klei hamikdash and all of the big day kahuna, and we think that this is from an era that's long past and that it really isn't relevant to us. But as we dig into the chazalin, we find so much to take away in our own personal lives. Let me give you one small example. The psukim about the Aron, the primary kli of the klei hamikdash, says that there was an interesting way that they built the Aron. Vitzipisa eisai zahav tahar mibayis umichutz titzapena. There was three boxes when they built the Aron. There was a wooden box that was the middle, and then it was inlaid with a layer of a gold box, and then there was a larger gold box. So you have a large gold box, and then a medium-sized wooden box, and then a smaller gold box, and that was sealed up, and that's how the Aron was. So there was a layer of outer gold, inner gold, and wood in the middle. And the Gemara darshins that what we learn from this is, knowing that the Aron is mesamel, symbolizes Torah, Talmidei Chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Kol Talmid Chacham she'ein teichei kebarei, einei Talmid Chacham." Any Talmid Chacham that is not thorough, he doesn't have a matching inside and outside. There's something that's not exactly in sync. His internals and his externals are not exactly matched up squarely. There's something off about him. There's some hypocrisy maybe. There's something that makes him a little bit of a, on the outside, he looks like he's acting in a very frum way, and inside he's lacking some Yerushamayim. Any Talmud Chacham that is not Teichei Kebarei is lav Talmud Chacham. Don't think that you're not a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has to be genuine, inside and out. You have to have gold inside, you have to have gold outside, and if you don't, then that's lacking in your status of being a Talmud Chacham. The question that was bothering me is that if that's the case, if that's the takeaway from the way that the Aron was built, because you have inside gold and outside gold, why do you have that wooden box in the middle? Wouldn't it have been much more effective if you just make the entire box of Aron one solid slab of gold? That's also telling us that a Talmud Chacham has to be Teichei Kebarei, but without that wooden inside, it seems that that itself is showing that there's something hollow about the Talmud Chacham. Imagine if I give you as a chasna present or a bar mitzvah present, I give you a silver becher, and it's like really nice and heavy, and then somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, buddy, don't get too excited, it's silver plated. So that means that there's something, it's not really like a purely genuine becher, there's something fraudulent about it. So why did the Rabbeinu Shlalom B'chachmasa El Yaina tell us that we should make a wooden box inside of this Aron? Why not just tell us it should be solid gold? And if it's solid gold, that means the Talmud Chacham also has to be solid gold inside, outside, a shliva achas, one chativa achas of solid properness, Talmud Chacham, yashrus, Yerushamayim should all be solid. What is that wooden inside? Bothered me. I saw in a sefer just yesterday, it's an early medrash. It's called the Mishnas Rabbi Lazar. And he says as follows. He mamish asks this question. First he brings the Gemara about a Talmud Chacham. He has to be Teichei Kebarei on this Aron. And then he says, "Im kein maha eitz eisa be'emtza." Mamish, my question: what is this wood doing in the middle of the Aron? If we want to be Teichei Kebarei, let it be solid gold. What's this wood in the middle? And then he answers, "Ilule ha'etz lehaya noy lezav." If not for the wood, there wouldn't be the beauty of the zav. The zav comes out. In contrast to the wood, the gold is chashiv. If it's all gold, it's not as chashiv. You have gold side by side with wood. Now the gold itself stands out. Kach ilule yetzahara lahaya nai letzadik. If not for the yetzahara, there wouldn't be the beauty of a tzadik. The tzadik's beauty shines forth because he has a yetzahara. What does this mean? What is the Mishnah of Elazar trying to tell us? I believe he's saying as follows. The emes is that every Talmud Chacham in the universe, if you're a Ben Torah that sits and learns as we are here, every single person is Be'etzem Teiche Kebarei. There's no question in our minds that there's no such thing as a fake, phony Talmud Chacham. If you're sitting and learning, then you are Be'etzem, you are gold inside, you are gold outside, period. Everybody's a Teiche Kebarei Talmud Chacham. So what is the problem? Why do we feel so often that we're not holding by it? We're a fake Ben Torah. We're not, you know, there are guys in the Beis Medrash, they're the real deal, they're the real McCoy, and then there's me. And I do this at night, and then I come in the Beis Medrash, and I try to shuckle a little bit, and I learn, but I'm a faker, I'm not the real deal. There's big Tam Yacham, they're the real deal, and not me. I'm not Teich Gebarei. Why do we all feel that way? The reason why we feel that way is because the Yetzer Hara loves doing this to us. Every single day he tells us this. He reminds us, you did this Aveira that night, and you did this, that, and you're not so good with your Lashon Hara, and you do this Ben Azmanim, and in the summer you're that. So don't get too high on your horse thinking that you're this big rabbi, this big Ben Torah, this big Talmud Chacham, because you're not Teich Gebarei. You're not. You act a certain way on the outside, you're impressive to other people, but you know yourself, b'chadri aleib, that you're not there. And that's the biggest lie in the world, because you are there. You're golden inside, and you're golden outside, and it matches. There's only one problem. The Yetzer Hara keeps telling us this. And the Yetzer Hara keeps driving it into us until we actually believe that we're not Teich Gebarei and that we're not roy to be Ben Torah. And the slippery slope of that convincing every single day, saying, you know what, if I'm not Teich Gebarei, so let me just forget about this whole charade, and let me just do everything, you know, the way I want it. I don't want to even have the Barei as it is. I want to act a certain way that's not Ben Torah Dick, because my insides, my outsides are not acting, I'm not in line, so why do I have to put up with the show? That's what the Yetzer wants to tell us. But that would, in between the two Zavs, which is the Mechitza that's Mavdal and constantly makes us believe that we're not Teich Gebarei, is the Medrash saying that's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is that wood, that wooden wedge that's driven between our Teich and our Bar, trying to allow us to believe for a minute that we're not there. That's what's preventing us from growing higher and higher. And you should know that Yetzer Hara, as the Medrash says, that's our Noi. What's going to make us the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world is the fact that we have a Yetzer Hara and we understand that we have certain weaknesses and we're going to try to overcome them. And the more we overcome them, the greater the gold will be refined and will be even a greater Talmud Chacham because of that Yetzer Hara. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was the Rosh Hashiva, and he only had a certain amount of seats in the Beis Medrash, and the only people that were invited to come into his Beis Medrash, which was the main supreme Beis Medrash in the world, was only people that were Teich Gebarei. Only people that were absolute Talmid Chacham inside and out, matching, there was no fakeness, they were invited to come into the Beis Medrash and nobody else. And when Rabbi Gamliel was deposed of being Rosh Hashiva, and now was invited, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the first thing that he did, the first order of business was, he took away these Shomer HaPesach, these guards that were standing outside the door, and then as soon as they left, then these were the officers that were in charge of making sure that whoever comes in has their badge, that they're Teich Gebarei. All of a sudden, there was an influx of many people. They added either 400 benches in the Beis Medrash, some say 700 benches. Frektiyim Re'emes, who exactly were these guards? How does a guard know who's Teich Gebarei or not? These were Nevi'im. Nevi'im were standing, blocking the door and saying, oh, buddy, take a pass. You're not Teich Gebarei. Who's to tell what's in my heart? How do you know who I am that you could paskin on me that I'm Teich Gebarei or not Teich Gebarei? So the Imre Emes says a beautiful yisayit. He says that there was no guard. You know what the Shomer HaPesach was? The Shomer HaPesach was the announcement that Rabbi Gamliel made that whoever is not Teich Gebarei is not allowed into my Beis Medrash. You know what? A lot of people didn't even bother trying to come to the Beis Medrash because they felt about themselves, they believed their Yetzer Hara, that you're not Teich Gebarei. You don't belong in the Beis Medrash. You don't belong with all the other Yeshiva Bachrim. You're not a Yeshiva Bachrim. You're somebody that's that's counterfeit. You don't belong there. And because of that, there were so many people that never even tried to come in because they believed that wood that was mavdil between the inner gold, the outer gold, they believed it, and they didn't even bother coming in until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came and said, okay, no more guards, meaning I don't believe in that stuff. I believe every yeshiva bachar has a place in the Beis Medrash, and every yeshiva bachar is teich gebara, and all of a sudden there were floods of yeshiva bacharim that came in, and they were led to believe properly. The Gemara says that that's the truth. The truth is that they did well by abolishing this concept of teich gebara, because we are all teich gebara. We're all teich gebara. Just the problem is that we keep on listening to this pesky Yetzirah that keeps telling us that we're not. And because we keep being told over again and over again that you're not, and you're a faker, and you're a fraud, and you have this Yetzirah, and you sin, and you do these terrible things, because of that, we lower our self-esteem. We look in the mirror and we say, buddy, you're not a yeshiva bacha. You're not a ben tera. You don't belong on that same rank as everybody else. Little do you know that everybody else in the Beis Medrash also has the same Yetzirah, if not a bigger Yetzirah. They're also struggling with things. And we're all in the same game, we're all in the same boat, but we have to abolish this concept of the fact that we feel inferior because of our Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is the greatest crown jewel that we have. If we're ever going to become great in life, it's going to be precisely because we have Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah is going to allow us to struggle, and through the struggle will come growth. Through the growth will come excellence. Through excellence we will become the greatest people that we were ever destined to be. The Yetzirah rises us up through the nisyanus that he gives us. He allows us, sometimes we're going to fail, but a lot of times we're going to fall, we're going to rise up. Sheva, yipol, tzadik, v'kam. From the nefilas, we're going to have our kima. And so this is an incredible yisai that we take out of the Aron. The Aron has zav mi bifnim, zav mi bachutz. And then the strange piece of wood in the middle reminding us that there's the Yetzirah inside of us. And the Yetzirah loves to drive that wedge right between the teich and the bar and make us believe that we are too duplicitous to be able to really have a place, have a bench in the Beis Medrash. But the reality is that we are deservant of a bench, of a place in the Beis Medrash. If not for us, then who is deservant? Yes, we are not perfect. The Rabbeinu Shalom created us with the Yetzirah, and we have to struggle every day mightily to overcome the Yetzirah. But that does not in any which way say that we are not worthy of the title, of the mantle of being a Ben Tera Fakert. That is our greatest pride, our greatest badge of honor, is that we have a Yetzirah. We're living in 2024 with all the technology and all of the nisyanus and all the terrible challenges that are against us, and we're still here. Look at us. Look at this beautiful Beis Medrash packed with yeshiva bachrim b'nei Torah, in spite of everything that could have so easily torn us asunder and ripped us out of the Beis Medrash and allowed us to believe that we don't have a place here anymore. We're all here, and we have to recognize and remind ourselves and give each other the chizuk that Baruch Hashem, we're here, Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, Baruch Hashem, we have a Yetzirah, that's our Noi, it's a Noi L'Tzadik, to have a Yetzirah. And the Aron reminds us by its very construction that we are Teicha Gebare, and the Sa'ar Shavisa, the Yetzirah, is trying to drive that wedge straight in between the Teich and the Bar, but in fact, we are really Shliva Achas, we are a Chativa Achas Shlema of Zav, Zav, Mezukah, Shivasayim, purified gold, every single person in the Beis Medrash, Mitzvah Hashem, we should take these kaychas that we have and the nisyanus and take them le'elo le'elo so that we ourselves can become the greatest Klei HaMikdash that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants.